Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by, joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And I'm glad to bring you Lehigh receiver Troy Pelletier. And again, Lehigh is a sneaky school. We've always had a lot of guys on from that university that have kind of had an impact in kind of making this shot at the next level. And excited to bring another one of these guys onto the show as always. And with that said, as promised, Troy Pelletier, the standout receiver from Lehigh. Troy, good afternoon to you. Can you believe we're preparing for the NFL and most of your teammates are going to be preparing for spring ball in a few weeks?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I've been preparing for spring ball for 4 years now, and it's kind of crazy I won't be out there with them and prepare for the next level.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, athleticism, I mean, since you were a young kid, were you kind of always a skill guy having the football in your hand?
Yeah, always. You know, I've been playing since I was 7 years old. Actually, believe it or not, my first year, they put me on the offensive line. I was probably like 70 pounds soaking wet. My second year playing, they put me at running back. Gave me the ball, and I was able to run around and stuff. So ever since then, I've been playing skill positions.
Now, let me ask you this, Troy. Were you that kid that was so good that maybe parents were asking how old you were? Maybe that they were, maybe you're a little bit older than you were. You're that athletic?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, because I was always faster than everyone. And then, you know, they saw me on the scale and come weigh-ins at Pop Warner, and then they realized I wasn't so heavy. I was always pretty light, so I never got too much problems or too many questions asked.
Cool. So we've established the athleticism there. Basically, it's been there since day one, and obviously you were at this level. So it's been, you know, it's been a big boost. So kind of take us through, you know, so you're playing Pop Warner, Pee Wee, growing up. I'm sure you know you're playing all the sports. So I guess you get to high school. What positions did you play, and then how do you end up at as a receiver at Lehigh?
So yeah, I played running back all my youth leagues. I was always skinny and lanky. And my brother played receiver, you know, and my high school coaches said I wouldn't make it as a running back, too skinny. So it put me on the outside. I always had good hands, natural hands. So my freshman year was my first year playing receiver, and ever since I've been playing receiver.
Nice. And then the rest is history. So any other schools, you know, look to recruit you, and how did you know Lehigh was going to be the best fit for you?
I talked to pretty much the whole Northeast. I really like UNH as my home state, New Hampshire. I like Maine. Something about Lehigh, when I was a senior in high school, they were sixth in the nation. They threw the ball a ton. They had Ryan Spadola, who's now with the Lions, I believe. He's bounced around a few teams. He, you know, had a solid career in the NFL. So, you know, I was really attracted to that, you know, that air raid offense. And, you know, I knew I was going to get the ball a lot. I knew I had a chance to play early. Other schools I may have redshirted, you know, my first year, but going to Lehigh, I knew I was going to get shot early. And, you know, my second game, someone went down and I was able to step in and catch two touchdowns in my second game, my freshman year. And ever since then, I've been starting.
Awesome stuff, man. And once again, Troy Pelletier here on the C2P talking some NFL draft line and what this young man brings to the table. And I said, you know, we've had Ryan on the show because I was trying to think when we were coming on, and I was going back through my notes, and yeah, it was Ryan. And again, and just shows you, and I think you guys always have some really standout prospects. I said that before you called in. It's just like I said, a sneaky school for NFL talent. So I mean, for you, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the show, you know, considering their, you know, their positions, but for you, I mean, you're in the film room. You were some NFL scouts, Troy. They're breaking down tape. You're with them. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the position? What are those traits and characteristics that they're not going to be able to get past that they're going to love you for?
I think I'm a complete receiver. You see in my film, there's a lot of crack blocks. There's a lot of physical blocking. There's no plays off. You see me, you know, the ball will be going the opposite way. I'll be on the left. The ball will be going right. And I'll be that guy to run across the field and make a block. You know, that one block that a lot of times is the you know, the tackle that for one to go to the house, and I'm able to, you know, cut off that block. And, you know, I got natural hands, too. I catch everything with my hands, and I think those are, you know, important traits. You know, being a complete receiver is huge.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, because we do pass this off to the folks that we know at the next level. What goes unnoticed? What can't they see on tape? Sometimes it's the offense you ran, or maybe you couldn't showcase certain routes, certain things offensively. Team captain, weight room warrior, maybe you're a film junkie. What are all the things that they need to know about that are positive things that you can't see on film?
You know, I think work ethic is a big thing. I love the game. I think that's one thing that goes unnoticed is, you know, how much you love the game. It's not going to, you know, to work out every day. It's going to have fun. You know, I love going with the guys, going to the weight room, you know, early in the morning, you know, whatever the case may be, catching balls after practice. You know, just being a student of the game, I love watching football. I don't watch TV much, but the only thing I watch is, you know, I'll put on whatever football game's on or ESPN, whatever the case may be. So there's the love for the game and, you know, having a natural work ethic.
Nice, nice. What's your favorite route to run?
This year it was just, you know, the post. We had a little RPO, five-step glance. It was our bread and butter, so I really like that. And I had an option out of it, so, you know, I'll bait him inside, I'll hit him with the glance a couple times, and I can break out on a 10 to 15 yard out. So I kind of have the option of being the quarterback, so I like that a lot.
Nice. I can't see your face, but it seemed like you were smiling when you started to say that was your go-to bread and butter play. Were you smiling when you were starting to reminisce about that?
I've got a question. I get that question a few times, so that's definitely my go-to. You know, if coach asks me what I like a play, I always go to that because I feel like I can win on it every time.
Definitely. That's a good feeling to have when you got that confidence knowing that you can beat the guy across from you. For you, I mean, you're training out of test with Kevin and these guys, Kevin Dunn, and I mean, they do a great job. I mean, when did you arrive there, and how much, I guess, of a change? Maybe you're, you know, the height doesn't change, but maybe in terms of weight, how much have you kind of toyed with that as you prepare for pro day?
Yeah, so I started off training just at Lehigh. I had some classes I needed to finish up. And then I started with test about 3 weeks ago now, and it's been a huge investment. It's been great for me. I've just learned, you know, all the little things from, you know, all the combine testing, just little techniques in my things, and it's made a huge difference in, you know, all my testing, and I've made a lot of strides, and, you know, it's a lot of fun going to work there every day too, just being around the guys. You know, everyone's on the same mission, and there's great energy being in there. It's a lot of fun to go there and stuff, so it's been great so far.
Right, and I'm curious, what is the height weight right now?
I'm about 6'3", 215 to 220 range. Kind of fluctuates in between there. So,
wow. You know, when I was checking through the bios, I was just, you know, because sometimes I wonder, I mean, you know, are these guys, you know, because usually colleges kind of like to give guys an inch or two. And I was curious when we got you on, like, you know, because I think, I'm not sure if they have you at 6'2 or not to actually see what you were going to come out at, man. And then, man, that's fantastic. And you carry that weight so well. I mean, that's big boy size, Troy. I ain't going to lie, man. I mean, you're definitely that's half the battle, just having the size, and you obviously have the ability. For you, I mean, any particular drill that you're excited about? I know you're, you know, you guys want to knock them all out of the ballpark, but is there one particular drill you really think you're going to impress scouts at during your pro day?
I don't think there's one in particular. I think the 40 is huge for me, so I'm really looking forward to, you know, putting my best foot forward there. You know, we've been obviously working all the drills, but, you know, the pro agility, I've been, you know, PRing a lot, so that's always exciting, you know, always trying to chase, you know, new record time, and I was able to set my record time actually just yesterday, so that drill, the pro agility is fun, and I'm excited to run the, just, you know, run the receiver drills, whatever drills they put us through, showcase my hands, you know, I think that would be great for me as well.
Nice. And I know they've done it in the past. I'm not sure if they're, but is Tess going to have like a pro day for you guys as well?
I don't think I think they have one. They host one, but I won't be attending at that one. I'll be doing Villanova's on March 23rd.
Nice, nice. You stoked, man? I mean, that's a couple weeks away. I mean, are you glad it's a couple weeks to prepare, or you just want to go tomorrow and do it?
I mean, I just kind of had my mind set on March 23rd. Like, that's the day. I'm obviously really excited. I'm just kind of preparing, you know. I'm going to go hard, real hard this week. You know, start, you know, idling down a little bit, get my legs underneath me, and be real fresh come that Friday.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Lehigh standout receiver Troy Bellaterre here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show with Troy, You always know it's free and available with Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. Simply type in his name, followed by NFL Draft Class, and this will appear, and then we'll be featuring his college bio page at college2pro.com. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, your teammates, coaches, family, friends say, hey, you know, we were watching Monday Night Football, and, you know, when we watch this guy do his thing, it kind of reminds us of you.
Lately it's been Adam Thielen. You know, they were in the playoffs. Every time he was making catches, my friends would joke and be like, Troy, that's you. Or, they're just joking about Thielen. So, a little bit of Adam Thielen. I haven't had too many other comparisons, but.
And for you, I mean, when does this kind of sink in? I mean, because it doesn't matter what school you're playing at collegiately. I mean, I think all you guys that suit up on Saturday, you know, want this opportunity to get your foot in on Sunday. I mean, when does that kind of sink in that this next level is a real opportunity for you?
Geez, that's a good question. You know, obviously it's been my dream forever. It's a lot of kids' dreams. You know, sophomore year I had a good year. My junior year I killed it. I got All-American my junior year. Then scouts started, you know, hitting me up. And my coaches started saying, you know, this, you're going to have a good chance if you, you know, have a good another good season. You know, I had another, all the scouts came in my senior year, had a good senior season. And now I'm, you know, I'm just trying to take it day by day. I realize it's right in front of me and just trying to, you know, put in my work every day and make sure I'm ready come, you know, come when my opportunities come.
Nice. And how much of a game changer is that for you personally? Maybe just, I know, I mean, obviously you're doing things the right way to kind of become the guy you are, but once you know those NFL guys are kind of taking notice, I mean, how much does that kind of even raise the bar for you personally?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, I remember my first practice. The first time a scout came in, I was excited. I was like, wow, this is, you know, it's coming. And I realized, you know, that practice, I just, you know, went a little bit harder. And from there, I just started practicing even harder. I'm like, wow, this opportunity is going to come. And, you know, just got to keep working each and every day. You know, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Oh, I'm sure, man. Like I said, I mean, it is. It's kind of like that, kind of like that cute girl walking into the gym or something. You just want to put your best foot forward and show, hey, man, I'm pretty good at this. Right? I mean, yeah, it's just one of those
exactly.
things. I mean, you got to impress. You got to impress. And you're doing that, man. And, again, man, I'm so excited. Just, I mean, I've been watching all the stuff I can on you. And, man, to think that the way you move at 6'3", 215, 220, man, I just that's what I'm going to take away. I mean, just impressive. It's impressive, impressive. Before we let you go, though, man, we do like to have a few off-the-wall questions thrown your way. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Now, you're training at Test, and Gear and Kevin are the main guys out there doing their thing. If you could reverse roles, maybe you could pick both of them or you could pick one of them. Maybe you want to pick both or one, but who are you going to pick and what drills are you going to put them through to make them suffer a little bit?
Ah, that's funny. So my first week or two, it was me and another kid on my team, Quentin Jones. They kept calling us the new guys. And, like, this, every day after our lifting, they put us through a little, you know, like a fun little competition. One time it was long snapping through a tire. Sometimes it's, you know, plate pinches, who can walk the furthest with the plate in their hand. But when they had us come up, they made us do a one-on-one. So they pulled us over and said, hey, you guys are going to do a one-on-one, but they made us switch roles. So I had to play DB, and Q had to play receiver, and he's a corner usually. So I probably may put them out there and do some one-on-ones, and I'll be their quarterback. So get them back a little bit.
I love it, man. That's the way to do it, kind of reverse those roles for you. And how about this one for you? I mean, we kind of mentioned, you know, Q girls earlier, but we asked this of all our guys. We tally up the names. Our last show before the draft, we kind of announced what female celebrity got the most names and is the winner. But if you take out any female celebrity, for a quick bite to eat, who you can ask for lunch?
Oh, man, there's so many. I'll go with Kim Kardashian right now.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah. My son loves watching that show. I kind of scorch him on it, but it's what he does. So so it's prior to that I never saw, but now it's when I'm just sitting in the living room or doing something on a computer, it's like in the background. So I'm not going to lie. I don't know all the sisters, but I kind of know what's going on, which I guess is sad to say. How about this one for you? Take us inside that locker room at Lehigh with the Mountain Hawks. Coach Cohen, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And would they do it in front of him?
Oh, Are you asking for the specific player that can do it?
If you want to reveal it, you can. It's up to you. It's your show.
I mean, yeah, we do skits and stuff in camp. Do some fun things after meetings. Probably this kid Matt Jordan. He's a freshman receiver. He can do a few. Actually, another kid, Dylan Conley, another receiver. He can do all our coaches, and he's hilarious. So he can do each and every one of them. Great impersonations.
Awesome stuff. And then the final question, man, and we do appreciate you sharing your day because we know you got a lot going on. Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on the bottom of your feet, it's kind of an in-vogue thing now to get them painted with some sort of idea or theme. What would you want to see painted on the bottom of your shoes?
Wow. I feel like that would take some thought. I've never really thought about that either. I don't know. I guess whatever trend's going on at the time or, you know, whatever the movement is. I like the equality ones that, you know, LeBron had on his shoes and stuff like that. Something like that. I wouldn't really.
Okay.
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but.
Yeah. Like I said, that's one of the questions we ask and we say, but it's usually the last because, I tell you what, we could talk for another half hour, and sometimes we get the most revealing information. Sometimes they're really crazy responses. I mean, you know, when we get scripture, we get family, friends, grandparents. I mean, you know, some guys just want like a cheetah type theme, Iron Man. We had a guy on earlier. He said his niece was, mentally challenged from some things or some not, and he said, you know, we'd want that.
Right.
You know, like I said, there's you could have anything. I mean, you know, again, anything you want. I mean, you could be like, you know, mountain hawks or screaming eagle if you want. I mean, do anything you want. But, again, a fun question. Hey, man, I really appreciate you coming on. Great show. I know all the listeners out there had to love it as well, kind of find out a little bit more, you know, about what you bring to the table. And, hey, man, March 23rd, Villanova, I hope you knock this thing out of the ballpark, Troy.
I appreciate it. I hope so as well.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, we can't leave the show with telling you stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
All right, thank you. You as well.
Yes, sir. Once again, Troy Pelletier, the standout Lehigh wide receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And I know you folks are going to say he's going to say it again, but I can't get past that size. The way this kid moves, you know, like I said, because I've been doing this a long time, you look at college bios, you know, you see these crazy heights and sizes, you just wonder if it's legit, and he's actually a little bit bigger than what they say out there. And like I said, you watch this kid move. I mean, that's impressive. I can only imagine if you see him up close. I mean, you know, when you're part of the game, you're surrounded by seeing these guys. I mean, 6'3", 215, 220, a wide receiver. I mean, that's a big, big target, and he does so many things well. And the one thing he touched on at the top of the when we asked him is his aggressiveness, the crack block. I mean, you know, the kid likes the aggressive part. I mean, he's going to be a factor in the run game. So this kid is just not a glorified guy that wants to catch the ball. He wants to do all those dirty, nasty things that some receivers don't kind of tend to like to do, but that's a big quality as you're going through this process. As always, if you want more of Troy, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, you type in his name, type NFL Draft Blast behind that, and you can listen to this feature show. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.